Hello, my friend, and welcome to TFU News and Views. I am your host, Anthony Brucalli, and this is just another update as we head into Toy Fair, which is coming this Saturday, this weekend, 12 noon, and into the afternoon. I will be at the Hasbro fan event in New York City, and we'll get into those details in a little bit, but some news today, at least, as is usually the case when it comes to Toy Fair. We get a trickle of news the week leading up to the event. And today, Gizmodo and IO9 had a first look at the Cyberverse toy line. And then later on in the day, the official Transformers Facebook page posted some more images as well. And from what we see here, this is kind of what the Evergreen designs we've been seeing are leading up to. It looks like Cyberverse, to some extent, is going to be a reintroduction of the core cast and the core characters to a new audience, to a young demographic that hasn't grown up with these characters or has grown up with different versions of these characters. And we're looking to, it's looking to go back to a very G1 inspired line, but for kids. So let's take a look at what is coming and what was shown in these photos. And we're probably going to work our way up in size class. So let's start with the Scout class. Now, I like that the Scout class seems to have come back from non-existence. Scout class was what we used to call, I guess it's the Legends class now. That sound right? Yeah, that sounds right to me. Legends class in Generations used to be Scout class, and it was Basic before that. And that is $8 versions of toys. In this series, looks like we're getting four in the first wave: Bumblebee, Megatron, Starscream, and Grimlock. And they have very G1-y designs. They look neat. They seem to have spring-loaded action figures, attack modes that work somewhere halfway between transformation. There's definitely a Gerwalk mode, or is that Gerwalk? I don't know how to say that word. For Starscream, Megatron, though he's a tank, looks still very G1, and he has his energy mace. Bumblebee seems to sit somewhere between his G1 design and his 2015 Robots in Disguise design, and Grimlock is also very G1 inspired. And at $8, I'm guessing this is replacing One Step Changers overall in the brand, and it looks like a nice feature laden, everything looks spring loaded here. And in the article, I believe, Bumblebee has a blade that automatically pops out when triggered. So looking at spring loaded action features for these guys, that should be fun. Next up is Warrior class, and what we've seen so far, my personal favorite so far of what's been shown. And Warrior class is basically the Warrior class price point for Robots in Disguise. And it's probably important to note here that it appears that this line is going to be the successor for Robots in Disguise. And what we see here in this Warrior class version of Shockwave, he has this weird four-legged tank mode, very reminiscent of the scavenger toy from Cybertron. And I believe it was called Rumble in Galaxy Force. It's a pretty neat design, a good way to get around the fact that they can't make him turn into a gun, giving him this four-legged tank mode. And it's going to be interesting to see what they do with this toy going forward. And as far as it being a Shockwave toy, it looks pretty good in robot mode. It's got all the basics: the one eye, the one hand that's a gun. And it appears, I don't know if he has a handgun that attaches to his back or if that's part of his design. Actually, it looks like there's a hinge, so maybe that is part of his design. He has a shoulder-mounted gun as well. Also, in this size class, we have a Starscream, very reminiscent of the not this version of Starscream. There's another version that reminds me of a different figure, but this one, I'm looking at these pictures as I go over it on the show. It's just perfectly passable, very G1 styled Warrior class Starscream, and if it's as good as the one we got in Robots in Disguise, it's going to be a pretty good toy. And then there is a Warrior class Bumblebee, and I believe it's a Warrior class Optimus Prime as well. This one has a more G1 robot design, the windshield on the chest, but the vehicle mode is still very RID inspired. And this looks a little more complex than the Ultra class figure, but overall looks like a neat toy. I'm looking forward to seeing that at Toy Fair on Saturday. And we also have another Warrior class Optimus Prime that looks kind of like an upscaled version of the Legends figure we got a few years ago. The transformation, again, very similar to the Cyberverse toy, come to think of it, of the classic style transformation where the hands are where the headlights are and the chest is the windshield of the car. And it's a flat nose cab. Not a lot of paint apps on this. Red, blue, and some silver, and some teal, and some gray. But the smokestacks are red, which is interesting. No, there's no gray paint app on those. Moving up the scale, we have Ultra Class. Now, the Ultra Class toys are going to sell for about $20, which is great, but it's weird to see that the Warrior Class sit at $15 and the Ultra Class sit at $20. That tells me that the Warrior Class is probably going to dip down to $12 at some point, or the Ultra Class is going to bump up to $25, but it looks like everything in this line is $30 and under, so maybe this Ultra Class is more of a replacement for the three-step figures we've seen on the shelves the last few years. And in here we have an Ultra Class Starscream who has some big Gatling guns on his wings. Transformation looks fairly basic, so I'm guessing this is very similar to the three-step figures in that regard. This one reminds me a lot of the Cyberverse Starscream that was exclusive to Universal Studios. I believe it shares a mold with the Jetfire toy that's currently out in Walgreens. And the guns on the shoulders look kind of cool. Very G2 Dreadwind Beast Wars 2nd BB looking kind of Gatling guns on his shoulders. So who knows what we could get as a fun recolor later on. And also in the Ultra Class, we have a very RID 15 inspired Bumblebee with the black pinstripes and what seems to be a pretty heavy backpack in robot mode. I'm guessing these are replacing three-step changers because the transformations look really, really simple. We also have an Ultra Class Grimlock coming, which is neat that both Grimlocks seem to have these shoulder cannons that look like, they remind me of Cybertron Red Alert, where they're kind of missile emplacements, or Metroplex's chest, lower chest, where he has those missile emplacement on Grimlock's shoulders. And it's a neat touch to say that they have that, but he looks like he transforms like just about every Grimlock we've gotten in the last 35 years. And then we have Ultimate Class. Now, Ultimate Class is the $30 price point. And here we have an Optimus and a Megatron. According to the Gizmodo article, they can be reached in 11 or 8 steps, respectively. So Optimus is 11 and Megatron has 8 steps. So the transformations are still fairly simple. Megatron features a Mega Fusion Mega Shot Action Attack, and Optimus has the Matrix Mega Shot Action Attack. That is a mouthful. Have fun listening to people try to tell me that on Saturday. Megatron has a tank mode, very G1 inspired robot mode. Even the face, has a little bit of a Transformers animated look to it as well, but even has the eyeshadow, which is a nice touch. And I'm liking this Megatron a lot, actually. And eight steps is a good number. I like complicated Transformers, but I like ones I can fiddle around with as well. And at the $30 price point, this is not terrible at all. Optimus looks like he has a fake chest window area. There was another image that I'm not looking at the moment that showed some sort of Matrix spark inside of his chest. So that's probably part of his gimmick. And this one's very, very G1 looking, but it has its own identity for sure. But again, this is not the collector focus line. This is the Cyberverse line. And as a reintroduction of these core members to a younger audience, because let's not forget, these are meant for children and these are meant for kids. And that's how we grow this fandom and that's how this brand grows. These look neat. I'm going to reserve tire judgment. I'm not going to say they're going to be good or bad because I don't know. I don't have them in hand. But just going off the pictures, they're a nice reboot. And we should be... I'm going to be open-minded and see where this leads. So, speaking of Toy Fair, let's talk a little bit about Toy Fair. Toy Fair is coming, boys and girls. It is coming Saturday, February 17th, 2018. It starts at noon. Now, a couple of things. One, I will be tweeting live from the Hasbro panel, which starts at 1 p.m. Eastern, New York time. So figure it out where that fits in your part of the world. I will be tweeting live. I will be using Hootsuite to hit Facebook and Instagram as well. From the panel, I will not be hitting Instagram because they do not allow us to take photos. So Instagram will be silent at 1 o'clock until they let us into the gallery, which is usually about an hour to an hour and a half after that. But Twitter is probably the most reliable place for me for Toy Fair. Facebook tends to swallow posts, but if you want to check us out on Facebook, it's facebook.com/TFUINFO. But the Twitter is where we're at, and Twitter is at TFU_INFO, TFU_info. And, for those of you who enjoy Instagram, can't promise that those photos will be right side up, but they will be at tfu.info on Instagram. Lastly, YouTube. All right, I need you folks to go out and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Search Transformers University, search Transformers tfu.info, or search TFU News and Views on YouTube. Go to the channel, subscribe. I will be doing live reports from Toy Fair. I will be doing live reports basically as soon as I get there, in front of the Time Center in New York, talking to whoever I can find. And there's some interesting and fun people that you might be familiar with that are usually out in front. And we will speculate and we will talk Transformers and we will talk what we think is coming from in front of the Time Center while we're there. So please, do me a favor. Go over to YouTube and search for TFU.info, find the channel, and subscribe. Let's get to 100 subscribers. We're at 70 now, only need another 30. Also, post Toy Fair, I will be posting videos. I will be posting some more of this podcast, and we will be returning to our regularly scheduled Transformers University podcast after Toy Fair. But exclusive video from the event, that will all be up on that YouTube channel, so make sure you subscribe so that it alerts you when I put it up, so that you can be the first to go check it out and be the first to see what I saw. And that will just about wrap it up for this edition of TFU News and Views. I hope you're excited for Toy Fair. I am too, and I will see you there.